I've got a bunch of papers, and somebody wanted to hear about the rapture. So I preached on the rapture. Now, I looked at another title tonight, and I'm going to share on this just for a few minutes. Where are the dead in Christ right now? Now, I'm going to answer that because that was just, that's what's in it. Son, share on that. And I've got three places, maybe four. I'm going to go into the Word. And if you would, take your Bibles and turn with me. I'd give a dollar to anybody that would get me some water out there. Anybody, get me some water. I don't think there's any ice yet, is there? That's okay. It'll be wet, won't it? I'll take it. All right. Would you go with me, please, to Luke chapter 23, verse, and I'm going to read starting at verse 39. And I love his word. I love all the translations. I'm a King James man, but for the sake of these teachings, I'm going to just use what I think would be best. Once again, where are the dead in Christ right now? Now, that suits me just fine. Let me get there. Luke 23 and verse 39. Thank you so much, sweetie. Thank you so much. That's pretty cool. That's cool. You know the promise to those that give a man of God some water? You know what the promise is? No, you tell me. No. You get the same blessing that the prophet gets. Thank you. Appreciate it. You jumped up, and God bless each and every one of you. Oh, isn't it just wonderful? I know you're here at midweek service, and you know, doggone, everybody say doggone, well, that you'll be out of here by 8 o'clock. Isn't that great? And we're just going to hear the word, even in the sound booth. Oh, be happy, everybody. All right. Luke 23, I'm taking you to the cross. Here's Jesus in the middle, right here in the middle. And on one side, there's one guy. On the other side, there's another guy. Now, both of them talk to Jesus on the cross. And in Luke 23 and verse 39, I'm going to start there. One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed. So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it. Okay, he was, you know. But the other criminal protested and said to that guy, he said, don't you fear God even when you have been sentenced to die? We deserve to die for our crimes. But this man, everybody say this man. They was talking about your Jesus. This man hasn't done anything wrong. And then the man that spoke up for Jesus said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus replied and said to him, I assure you will be with me in paradise. Holla. In fact, we might need to turn it down a little bit. I don't know, but I'm good with it. Okay, that goes in the other one. In here. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. On the subject, as I said, it was written on the paper, and I'm just going off all those papers I got. I love it. I love that. Where are the dead in Christ right now? Where are they? What happens when a believer, a Christian, what happens when a Christian dies? Now, I'm going to tell you, starting with this place and just two other places, that when a Christian dies, they go be with God. They go be with the Lord. And this is the first place as Jesus was spending his last moments on that cross. What he told that man was exciting. Now think about this man. This man was obviously not a great person. He had done wrong. What did he do? I don't know what he did, but the Romans thought they'd kill him over it, whatever. So, and he was up there, and he saw something in Jesus. As Kelly said just a week earlier, they were all praising him and following him and happy with him, and then they were saying, crucify him. Because the religious leaders of the Pharisees and the high priests, they got everybody to say, come on, say it in front of Pontius Pilate. Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. Don't let people talk you into something that ain't right. And what that means is this. See this thing here? You got to know what's right and what's wrong. Whatever this Bible says is right is right. Whatever this Bible says is wrong. And if you can accept that, and if you can't, work at it. Get to the place in your life that you are sure every promise in this Bible is right. And everything that the Bible says is not good and it's sin, it's not good and it's not sin. I don't care how good it feels or whatever. And every promise that he's made in this Bible has been made to every person in this room and every person on the earth, even people we don't like. God loves them. God will save them. And where are the dead in Christ right now? Where Jesus from the cross said, I'm telling you the truth, young fella. Today, you're going to be with me. We're going to heaven. You're going to be with me. Now, I only chose three places because I can preach on this. I could preach on this for 6 months. And there's enough Bible verses that talk about it that way too. But I'm just going to a couple of other places. The next place I'd like to go, come there with me, is 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm going to read starting at verse 6. And I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation again. You're welcome to come up here and look at this Bible and look at how it reads if you want right after we're through here. And the word says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting at verse 6, so we, and I'm reading in the New Living Translation. What are you reading? And I hope it's something that you like. So we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. For we live by believing and not by seeing. Yes, we are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these earthly bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord. The King James, Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. I'm speaking tonight on one simple subject that one of you wrote down. Where are the dead in Christ right now? Now, I'm just going to ask you, I wonder where the dead people are that are not in Christ. That's a little bit more complicated a question, and I'm not going to answer it, but it sure is something to think about. I've got my own ideas, but I'm not going to share that because I'm not going to get off of our topic, which is where are the dead in Christ right now? Where are they? Well, you can take that phone. If I say a word, this thing's going to, if I say, then I say, give me some Bible verses on where's the dead people out there in Jesus. I did that a couple hours ago. You'd be surprised how many Bible verses are. And then you go to them, and then there's more Bible verses, and there's more in the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's very clear where Christians are when they pass away. Does everybody go to heaven? I'm sorry, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. Can you? Because that's not in the Bible. The Bible says you have to give your life to the Lord. He said, some people say, well, look, I did this, that, and the other. And he said, well, depart because I never knew you. See, the goal isn't to live holy. I'm sorry. The goal is not to live holy. What I mean is, ain't nobody getting in because they're better than the next guy. For it is written, all we as sheep have gone astray. Every person has sinned. Every person has missed it. And what we have to take note of and be careful around people that act like they never did nothing wrong. Because we've all done stuff wrong. And God, we're all on an equal plane. God is an equal opportunity God. He doesn't care what you did yesterday. He cares what you're going to do today to make tomorrow better. I'm going to start over here. Now, God, he doesn't care what you did yesterday. What he's real interested in is what you're going to do today to make tomorrow better. Now, listen. God is easy on us. Even when we make a mistake over and over, you know what the Lord will say to you if you'll let him? You know what communion is all about? Communion is about being real and being honest with, number one, before anybody else, with yourself. Now, I'm a recovery person. That's what I've learned. Unless a person wants, let me tell you something. If you're happy living like the world, and you're, why would you give that up? If you're happy being a non-Christian, I don't look for those kind of people to talk to about Jesus. I'm looking for searchers. I'm looking for people that are not. You know what? I was very unhappy. I was unhappy to the point of terrible things in my life. I had messed my life up. So before anything else, you have got to decide, who is God going to be in my life? And before you even take it to God, if you're stone happy about being stone happy without God, I'm not trying to mess with people like that. I mean, now, I've seen people like that. I've seen God change them. And they'll be calling me up. There are people that call me up. They want to know something. They want to know why. I know why. We should all know why. Each and every one of us have a story to tell. If you love God, you've got something that you can tell. And you can be sure that if you're telling anybody that Jesus loves them, you're telling them the truth, because he loves it. In fact, he says in his word, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. I really don't. I wish everybody would just get it right. Because I sent my son into the world not to condemn the world, but to save the world. And Jesus himself said, I have not come for the righteous. Because see, there's no such thing. He said, I have come to call sinners unto repentance. And a person has got to get to the place where they know that they're not right with God. Amen? That's what I had to do. I knew I was not right with God. I knew at 19 years old, you know, when I see these kids committing suicide, 11, 12, 13, I get it. I came that close to it. I could hear the voices urging me on. Kill yourself, you coward. I dare you to. I remember one time I was driving down a 25-mile-an-hour street, and I was going very fast. And a voice just said, I dare you to turn this thing right into that car right there. I dare you to do it. You ain't got to do it. I came pretty close. And I'm sharing with you tonight to encourage you, for every person here that's a believer, God, I hope every one of you live, how many of you want to live a long life? I do. I don't feel like I've done it yet. And if you don't, that's okay. But I want to live a long life. And then I want to go be with Jesus. Now, there's one thing I'm sure of. I don't know how much longer I'm going to live. But, sweetheart, I'm going to tell you what I know. I know where I'm going. And I ain't getting there because I've been good. I'm getting there because I've been loved. You make me very proud. You've always been like that. Me and your mom used to wonder, how in the world did we get a kid like? What's with that? My gosh. We just loved you so much. We're so proud of you. You know what? Whenever I die, if it's today, I know that this church is going on in power and good things. You're doing a fantastic. Does anybody know a pastor like Kelly? I don't. And I'm telling you what, she's got a fella right alongside of her. He'll work just as hard as she does. I love him so much, and I hope you do too. Amen, you guys? I'm preaching a short, I don't even know if you can, usually it takes at least 45 minutes to get to preaching, but I'm just going to call it preaching. How about you in the back? Is that okay? How come I'm seeing you change for the better? My name is Jimmy. I'll take what you get. I'm not going to ask anymore. That was the right answer. That was the right answer. Look here. Beware of people that think they're better than you or anybody else because they ain't. It's not true. Nobody gets there because we were so great. We get there because we heard a promise from the Creator and we said, I need that so bad. How many of you that saved, you just got to feeling like, I don't want to go on like this without God anymore. If God is for real and he's really for me, I want God in my life. Well, hey, that's why we're here, even on a Wednesday night. Oh, hallelujah. Can I tell you something? We're already going to the very last place. I might share two more places. But anyway, if you would turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13, I'm sharing on where are the dead in Christ right now? Where are they? People that died that are born again, where are they right now? And they're with God. They're in heaven. They're with God. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I'm turning there right now, quick as I can get there. Now I'm going to start reading at verse 13. Praise God. There's 4:13. Okay. The heading of this place in the Word, in my Bible, says the hope of resurrection, the hope of the resurrection. Verse 13, and now, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died so you will not grieve. Now listen to this here. I believe there's a time to grieve. There's a time for every purpose under heaven. And there's a time to mourn the loss of somebody. And there's a time to grieve, but then there's a time to go on with your life too. That's especially if someone you're grieving over is a Christian. They're alive. They'd really like you to get up and go on because they want to see you again. Amen? How many of you know that there are people in your life that are in heaven? Put your hand up if you know that. Amen, every one of us. And we want to see them again. All right, here we are. And now, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died so you will not grieve like people who have no hope. Now, we should never grieve like people who have no hope, even over the most favorite person that dies. We miss them, but we should not grieve as people that have no hope. Because as David said when he lost his little bitty son, he said, that little fella can't return to me, but I can go where he's at. And he spent the rest of his life trying to be a different man with God's help. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him the believers who have died. Not only is your loved ones in heaven, when Jesus comes back, they're coming back with him. Let's read a little further. We tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet him ahead of those who have died. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. First, the believers who have died will rise from their graves. Then, together with them who are still alive and remain on earth, will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. So encourage each other with these words. I'm going to heaven. Yeah, I miss them. Yeah, I miss them. I'm going to where they're at. You know, that's inspiration to do the best you can while you're still here. For it is written, Paul said, leave every person to work out their own salvation with seriousness, with fear and trembling, it says in the King James. In other words, don't take it as a small thing. My gosh, what if you leave? What if you pass away? And God forbid you don't go to heaven. That would be pretty awful. That's called the second death. Because we can't die. Why? Because we're made in the image of God. We're eternal. When he made us, that spirit that he put inside of us makes us eternal. We're eternal like God. We're made in the image of God. I could go one more place, but I'll tell you what. It's 10 till. I wish some of these kids, which kid's going to come up here and help me? Help serve communion? Come on up here. Yeah. Frank, would you lead these kids, please? Now, right before let's do one thing. Now, you can do it standing, kneeling, sitting,